The Yankees are in Houston. Ronald Torres will pick up hits in each of his first two at-bats Friday, and he tried to make it 3-for-3 in the sixth inning with New York down 3-1.
Runners lead off first and second, the 1-2. Squibb, left side, pass a dive of Bregman and into left field. Gregorius around third and coming home, he'll score. And Ronald Torres finally sees something other than a fastball, and he gets a base hit on it to make it 3-2 in favor of the Astros. Three infielders on the left side, outfield shaded the other way. Pitch on the way. Fastball is lined and off the glove of a diving Correa. Trickles into left field. Around third and coming home is Romine. Throw to the plate is up the first baseline. Romine scores and we're tied at 3. Correa dove and it hit off his glove. Trickled far enough behind him to give Romine a chance to score. Here's the 2-0. And that's hit sharply through the right side. That's a base hit. On his way to third is Torres. He's around third and coming home. Throw to the plate by Reddick's up the third baseline. Torres scores standing up. Gardner an RBI single. Yankees now lead it 4-3. And Ellsbury lines this one into center field for a base hit. Carter around third as Springer bobbles the baseball. Carter will score. Gardner trying to go to third. He's safe. And with the throw going to third, Ellsbury goes into second and the Yankees lead it 5-3.
And it's Brett Gardner's turn. He's 2-for-4. He's got a double and an RBI single. 6-3 lead for the Yankees. The 3-2. And it's lifted right field and deep. That's a grand slam for Brett Gardner. The fourth of his career. And a backbreaker for the Astros. It's 10-3 Yankees. Boy, that was a...
Brett Gardner goes 3-for-5 with a career-high tying 6 RBIs, 13-4 Yankees is your final. Ronald Torres ends up reaching base in all 5 of his trips to the plate in this game, and Aaron Judge goes 0-for-3 with 2 walks. He's reached base safely in 32 straight games. Despite the loss, the Astros are 54-27. They remain comfortably in first place in the AL West. Here's the manager, A.J. Hinch.
No, I think he thought those pitches were close in the last. He's probably frustrated that he walked them, but he was saying something about he felt like those pitches were close as he got off the mound. You know, he pitches with a lot of emotion, so I think he was mostly upset about the Romine at bat.
Aoki pitching, is that something you had thought about in a situation where it's kind of out of hand?
I don't know that I thought about it. I mean, I had to with the way that our bullpen's been having to be used. I'm probably the one guy in the building that didn't get entertainment out of it. I think as a manager, you hate putting those guys in those positions. I mean, I'm glad he did it. He's very, very team-oriented. But, I started thinking about it once the grand slam off of Hoyt.
When you went to him and asked him what was the kind of conversation?
I sent Cora to talk to him. So he said, do you want to pitch? And he said, I can pitch. I think it was that simple.
Does it get tougher just to pass the bullpen together just as the innings pile up?
Yes. I mean, I think these guys are doing the best they can to they all have pitched a ton, you know, and you also, obviously I'm trying not to use, you know, the back end guys unless it's their role. And that puts a lot of pressure on Feliz and Hoyt and Goodwin and, you know, when guys aren't available, we had a couple guys not available again tonight. So we're trying our best to navigate the rest and taking care of them while also competing. And I think when you're asking these guys to absorb 4 and 5 innings a night, I think it'll catch up to you eventually. It looked like tonight we were a little off.
Houston will look to rebound on Saturday when rookie Francis Martes makes the start.